Hello!
Here, welcome to episode 11.
11.
Officially 11.
It is.
We are here in our podcast studio, aka my bedroom.
Phenomenal.
Which, with our wine, we are drinking a Jones of Washington Pinot Gris tonight. We're on our second bottle.
Yay, us.
And we also have a box of Triscuits.
Ooh, and the Triscuits.
They are
a fig and honey.
Fig and honey Triscuits, if you haven't tried them, they're pretty good.
They are pretty good.
A little bit sweet, almost like a kettle corn.
Yeah.
But in a Triscuit form.
It's pretty nice, and I can eat it, so I like it, but I think it would be really good with a cream cheese. They're showing with a cream cheese and asparagus. Ugh. That seems... You don't like asparagus?
I don't like asparagus.
You haven't had it cooked right, then.
You know what? I have cooked it right, but it's so hard to get it right that I tend to just stay away from the
You know,
asparagus.
I really like a good asparagus.
Oh.
If it's cooked right, it's so yummy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I kind of don't have a lot of food I can eat, so if asparagus is good, I will eat it.
I bet you could cook it in the Instant Pot really easy.
I bet I could. With some really, I like this bacon olive oil that my parents got me from.
Bacon olive oil? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Shut the front door.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is bacon olive oil?
I got a huge old bottle of it from Arizona from my parents for Christmas.
Oh, that sounds good.
She brought me my stepmom brought me this sampler kit. I'm showing her with my hands. So no one else can see it, but it's really small. Like, they're like maybe the size of my hand, my palm of my hand. And there was about six of them in there. And one of them was, the two I used the most was the bacon olive oil and the garlic olive oil.
Oh, I love garlic olive oil.
Yes, but I would combine them together.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I do potatoes and chicken and all. Oh, my God, it was so good. And there was a lemon one I liked pretty good, too, but I still have a lot of that lemon one. Yeah. So then I told my stepmom, Diane, that I really, really like the bacon and the garlic one.
Yeah.
And then, so I know technically it wasn't a Christmas present, but at Christmas she brought me two huge bottles from the store down in Arizona. The bacon and the garlic.
I see garlic olive oil. I've never seen bacon olive oil.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Because, you know. Bacon is amazing.
Bacon makes everything better.
It does.
It really does.
Everything better.
Even though I try not to eat pigs because I just love pigs. They're so cute. They're like a dog. But, I mean, bacon's hard.
It's hard. It is hard. I mean, and I have to tell you, I mean, I was a vegetarian for many years. And what got me to not be a vegetarian was bacon. Because it's so delicious.
It's hard. And I like sausage, too. I like breakfast meat.
I don't like sausage.
I know
much.
You don't, but I like them both.
It's the bacon. Yeah.
And I don't even like a slice of bacon. I like the bits and I like the flavor.
Yes.
That's what I really, really like. As for if someone's grilling up a bunch of bacon and then there's sausage links, I'm going for sausage links.
Really?
I really am.
See, I don't know. I put bacon. I have a lot of recipes that include bacon. I have a coleslaw recipe.
Oh,
I posted
bacon?
It already. But it's blue cheese with bacon. Just because the flavor is so good. It's just
the flavor is really good. We get these bacon. They're crumbles. Bacon crumbles from Costco.
Yeah.
All the time. It's phenomenal. You get this huge bag of these bacon crumbles. They're not bits. Mm. They're crumbles. And we've been doing it for a while. I've even put it in my chicken salad.
See, that's good.
Maybe I should bring some chicken salad to
the
lodge.
You should bring some chicken salad to the lodge.
Yes, that's coming in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, we get to go to the lodge. And we're going to have awesome bonus episodes.
Yes.
And a Facebook Live episode from social hour at the lodge.
And they have a tasting room, too. And I'm wondering if we're guests of the hotel, if we get free tastings all weekend. We should.
I'm sure that we do.
I mean, because we're paying so much money for our room every
night. We'll just, go down. Hopefully Justin still works there.
I really hope he
does.
And
he can hook us up.
And he would.
He would.
I honestly am hoping a lot of the employees that were there last year.
They were so nice. I loved them. It was amazing.
And so I know I already said it's in 2 weeks, but guys, it's in 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
It's so fun.
It's going to be so fun.
I hope everybody's New Year's resolutions are going well.
how many people out there have a planner, like a monthly or weekly or daily planner that you use to write down all your shit, appointments, work shit, you know, parties, vacations, just anything that you do.
It sounds phenomenal. I've never had a planner myself. I know Kobe rocks one or two or three every year.
Unfortunately, I am a little bit addicted to planners. I just think they're amazing and I always want one.
Yes.
So this year I ended up with two planners. I don't know how I did that. But I do have two.
One's small and one's big, so you got a travel one.
So, like, yeah, so this one, actually, the small one
will fit in your purse.
It'll fit in my purse.
Which is nice.
And so, and
it's cute.
It's very cute. Look at it. So, I'm showing it to Heather right now.
Yes, she is.
So, I have, like here's January.
Oh, my God. Look at the lodge.
So, the lodge, I have, like, a weekend adventure sticker. I love stickers also.
Oh.
And so I have that in there. And then every day, like, look right here. So I have a picture of us on New Year's Eve, which, well, / New Year's Day, because it was 12:01 or whatever.
That's the best picture.
A picture of us with the new, with that printer that you got me.
I did for Christmas. I bought Kobe a printer for her cell phone.
Yeah, so you can, I can print pictures right from my
cell
phone.
And I didn't realize they were stickers.
And they're all stickers. So I stuck this in here. And then I also had, because the Seahawks played last weekend, so I had a Go Seahawks sticker, even though they lost.
You know, you should tell me when they play, so there's a chance in hell Thorne actually watching it.
They're done now.
I know, I heard that. They're done. I heard they're done.
They're done. So then this is this week. So I basically, like, just put down my meal plan and what's going on that week. And I have my sticker subscription, my Pip Sticks.
Oh.
I use all those stickers, and I put all my stickers in here.
I love that.
And then my other planner is this big planner.
That's a big-ass planner.
So I bought this planner.
I remember you telling me about buying this planner.
Well, we had a craft warehouse in where we live.
Yes.
And it went out of business.
And everything was supposedly 75-80% off.
Yes, everything was on sale. And so I bought this planner literally 2 years ago.
Did you really?
I did, because they were going out of business.
Was it for this year?
No. Well, you have to put your own dates in.
Oh.
So it could be for any year. But so they were going out of business. And it was really, and I had looked at it several times and I wasn't sure if I wanted to spend the money, but then it was on their closeout or whatever, because the store is going out of business. So I bought this planner and you have to kind of color it yourself and everything. But so I have all these, I have the goals.
Oh.
Because it's January. So you have goals and things you want to keep in mind for January. And so
that makes sense.
2019 miles and 2019,
which we're doing phenomenal on, by the way, guys.
We're doing amazing,
and our team is still just two. Have we even sent an invite to Robin or Kathy?
We haven't yet. We need to do that.
Yeah, we do, because
I'm not sure how to do it from the website.
I think we should just tag them on Facebook.
Okay, let's just tag them.
And then just tell them, please join and find Jether.
Yeah, and then
Jether's team.
Yeah, the Jether's Random Stuff team, and you guys can be on it. And
because we're going to up to five, if any of you out there want to join our team and help us win a mental.
Right now, it's just the two of us.
Go for it.
So if anybody wants to join.
What is the website called? Run something.
Run the Edge.
Run the Edge. See, I knew if I remember the first word, she'd remember the rest.
I would remember the rest of it. Run the Edge.
Run the Edge. And it's an awesome competition. And you guys can join. I think it's $37 to join. You could do add-ons.
Well, there's a smaller, or there's one that's only like 19 or something.
Oh, there you guys go.
But you have to pay at least 37 to get the medal.
If you don't care about the medal, you can do something less. But you can join our team and help Kobe and I and yourselves win this amazing challenge.
Yeah, it's all, you know what? I already got my medal.
I didn't get a medal yet.
It's coming.
It's coming.
I just got it.
What does it look like?
It's you can change it out. So there's like three different double-sided token-like things.
Is it really small?
Into the medal. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
So if you get yours, you know what? If you get yours,
yeah,
you should be get it in the next week or so.
Okay.
We should wear them to the lodge.
We should. And I almost think we should wear our medals from Spotlight last year in the lodge.
I think we should.
Because we're going to buy new ones.
We are.
At Spotlight.
I think we should do that.
And I'm so excited for
that
trip.
I would love to wear my medal.
We have some amazing trips coming, those two.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
I'm so
excited.
We have
the lodge trip and we have
our Coeur d'Alene trip.
And we're going to go to Coeur d'Alene in March. First week of March.
Watch a couple dances and do and actually see Coeur d'Alene this time.
Yeah, actually.
Wouldn't that be
like,
nice?
Look it and see what's, yeah.
Like what's there?
What's in Coeur d'Alene besides the Schuller Auditorium?
Is that what it's called?
That is what.
I've only been there 5 times. I just knew it was at some weird college.
It's at the college. Idaho State, I think.
I don't know. See, anyways, I don't even know that. Sure. I can't even get there. Do you know how to get there?
I do.
Oh, that's so good.
I know how to get there.
Guess what? You can drive there. And I don't know how to get to where we're going to the lodge, but I will drive
that's
there.
That's what Google Maps is for.
Exactly. And that's why I'm going to have a great sidekick navigator.
I will totally. I'll navigate the shit out of that.
Yes. And yes. Then I will make sure we have some great tunes to sing to.
Perfect.
Because today, when I showed up today, we got to sing a bunch of a Backstreet Boys song with Megan.
Yes, we were dancing and singing the Backstreet Boys.
I mean, not just sing. We were like basically singing at the top of our lungs.
You can't just sing it. You have to dance and
you
sing
have
at
to
the
belt.
Same time. You have to. Mm-hmm. You have to do it.
And it was phenomenal.
That was awesome.
I think we rocked that shit. I think the Backstreet Boys would recruit us.
You know what? I think they'd be... Now, are they older than... Are they the same age
They're
as
the same
us?
Age as us.
Okay.
Because they were boy bands, like, in their teenage years when we were teenagers.
Okay. So, yeah, they'd be all over that shit now, because...
They would love us in there.
Yeah.
That'd be... Maybe we could find them someday and they could just be in our podcast.
I think they're not recording anymore, so, you know what?
Don't they do tours still?
I don't think so.
They did it for a while.
I think, you know,
like
what?
A couple years ago, I remember them coming around this area.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But, you know.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. It would be nice.
Because what we had, our boy bands were pretty big when we were younger.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
There was NSYNC, there was Backstreet Boys, and there was 98 Degrees.
Do you remember, what was it? New Edition?
New Edition, yeah. I don't know if that was the actual name, but it sounds good.
It was something like that. Something. I don't know if that's really what
there
it was.
There were so many boy bands.
There was a lot of boy bands, but they were good. I mean, we liked them. We did.
Why wasn't there, other than like Destiny's Child, there was no girl bands really?
There wasn't really.
There were just like single people like Britney Spears.
Do you remember Milli Vanilli?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, shit.
Who was she?
No, it's two guys. It was called Milli Vanilli.
Obviously, I don't know who they were then.
Milli Vanilli, and they had an album. I remember one of my friends bought it for me for my birthday. Cassette tape.
Yes,
back then you had cassette tapes.
I had cassette tapes.
And it was Milli Vanilli, and I loved other songs, but then it came out later. There's these two guys. It came out later that they were lip-syncing. And there was actually two different guys that sang the songs, and they were just like the front boys, like the good looking guys, but they didn't know how to sing and they didn't sing any of the songs. It was like
that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah.
So did the real guys that were singing it actually get the spotlight they deserved?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's not good.
No. I'll have to look.
I guess to really make it, you have to be good looking and sing.
And dance. Like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He's good looking and he can sing and he can dance.
But you know, all the other NSYNC boys could too. And why aren't they doing their thing?
Well, some of them went on to do other things.
They did other, like I know Joey Fat One.
Joey.
He calls himself Fat One. I'm not being bad here. He's done a lot of things. Not singing, but he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Who did Mark Wahlberg sing with?
I don't know.
Wasn't he with one of those boy bands?
He might have been, but
I
don't know.
And now he's like a movie star guy.
Mm-hmm. But I don't... There's one of them I don't know. I think his name was Justin. I don't think he's done much. But I know Lance Bass did a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Joey Fat One did a little bit.
Okay.
But Was there five of them?
I think there was five.
I'm missing one.
I don't.
Oh, there was one with the dreadlocks.
I have no
idea. He was the oldest one of the group.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. But I don't think he's done much.
Hey, speaking of... Well, I'm not speaking of it at all, but I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
We went and saw Aquaman.
I know. I'm so jealous. And you don't have your movie pass anymore, so you had to pay for that shit.
That's right. Well, the movie pass sucks.
I know. Well, it was amazing.
It doesn't work anymore.
So Kobe signed up for this movie pass last year. Sorry, sidebar here. And sidebar. It was amazing.
So the movie pass, when I signed up with it, is a credit card that you can use to go see any movie you want. You pay $10 a month.
Yes.
And you can go see as many movies as you want.
Anytime.
At any time.
No restrictions.
No restrictions. Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Like for $10 a month, are you freaking kidding
me? She had like... What, 6-7 months on me?
Oh, God. But then they changed it.
Right after I signed up.
Right after you signed up. So that where we live, when you would go to see available movies, there were none.
None.
Or there was one that you didn't want to see.
Well, because it was crappy.
So it became useless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I got rid of it.
I remember I did have, I mean, I live like 30 miles away from the closest movie theater.
Yeah.
And when they were doing that crap, the movies were available right away in the morning.
Oh.
So I remember one day I drove down there because I want to see Meg, that shark movie. Because I know how I like watching people get eaten by sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Not real in real life. I feel bad for the real life people. But in movies, it's kind of fun.
In movies, you know. Yeah, that's
fun.
It's entertainment.
It is. So I wanted to go see it. And I saw that it was available at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I drove all the way down at 7 o'clock in the morning because I was awake. And I had my husband's phone, too, because you have to have both phones.
Right, yep.
To get the tickets.
Yep.
So I got there. And then when I tried to get the tickets, they said, okay, but if you don't purchase the tickets within 30 minutes, it's dead.
Yeah, you have to do it within 30 minutes.
But they're not open till noon.
Yeah.
So then when I tried to get it again at around 11, before they even opened, it was sold out. So what? In my opinion, I think that wasn't just for our area. I think that they were only allowing so many movie showings for the entire country.
Probably.
Because obviously New York is 3 hours ahead of us.
Right.
And I think all those people over there, bravo for all of you, by the way. You all got to see the movie, and us people in Washington are 3 hours behind you was screwed.
Yeah. So, I canceled mine.
I had to cancel mine, too.
And I sent them numerous nasty emails.
Me, too, and no avail. Sucks.
And I understand that the way that they were promoting their business and marketing it and the way they had it set up was not sustainable.
No.
But that is how you advertised it to us.
Yes.
And the fact that you're changing it midway, it's just, it was wrong. It was wrong.
There's a lot of things wrong with a lot of these kind of places.
It does. But so, getting back to the point.
Yes.
We went and saw Aquaman on Sunday.
How was Aquaman?
Aquaman, I'm just going to break it down for you.
Okay, I want to hear it. Because I love all the Marvel and superhero movies.
This isn't Marvel. This is DC.
Okay, what's the difference?
It's different.
Who else is DC?
Superman.
Okay.
And Wonder Woman and Batman.
I was going to say Batman.
Those are DC. This is not Marvel.
Marvel could probably kick their asses. Marvel, they have a lot more
Marvel
people.
Marvel movies are amazing.
But Superman kind of crushes everybody.
He does. So DC movies have in the past been mediocre.
Okay, how was Aquaman,
though? Like, if you've seen Justice League.
Yeah, or it's a Superman movie.
It wasn't good.
All of the good stuff was in the preview for Superman. Good. Yeah.
So we went and saw Aquaman, and I just got to say right now.
Yes.
Aquaman has Jason Momoa without his shirt on for most of the time.
So the movie's fantastic, then.
So the movie's fantastic.
I love that.
But he also... I felt like did a really good job
portraying Aquaman.
And you know, a lot of people make fun of Aquaman, and the Aquaman in the past is portrayed as kind of really a douche. So,
aww, but he swims.
He does, and he talks to the fish.
Yeah,
but
I say, he's one with the ocean.
It actually is really good. Jason Momoa was very good. He a lot of the lines he had were really funny. He just, I felt like he did a really good job.
Oh, good.
And my husband went with me, and he normally is very hard on movies. He doesn't like a lot of movies. He's like, that was dumb. This wasn't right. Blah, blah, blah. This movie, he actually loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a movie when it comes out on D or Blu-ray that you're going to be buying.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to get it.
It's not Disney. It's so not Disney. We're not going to get it through our Disney club.
No. I have to just buy it outright.
And then Megan
saw. Megan and her friend went and saw that Spider-Man animated movie.
Who is our, it's Kobe's daughter slash our manager slash our assistant slash sound manager.
Yeah. She's the tech staff.
That's her. But yeah, she saw Spider-Man. She went and saw Spider-Man fantastic. With her
friend. She said it was amazing.
Yeah.
Which I, you know what, I've never been a fan of Spider-Man. Especially a Spider-Man animated movie. I'm like, oh.
Oh, it's animated?
It was animated. It wasn't a live action. It was animated. So I'm like, oh, kill me now. I don't want to fucking see that.
Oh, I don't either.
But her and her friend said it was really, really good.
And it was animated, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, they could probably do a lot more. You have a lot more leeway with animation than you do. Oh, yeah. I mean, they could do some major shit.
But
with that.
I haven't even seen the last like four Spider-Man.
Me neither. I haven't seen it since they switched to the new one.
Remember when we were at Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
And we went and saw Thor.
Yes.
At Disneyland. Yes. And we saw Kylo Ren and we saw Chewbacca.
Yes.
Thor. And then we're like, who wants to see Spider-Man?
None
and
of
we're
us like, did.
No.
I'll pass. Because we had to wait in line for a long time for those other three.
We did. That was a long time.
But all three of them were worth it.
They were totally worth it.
And they made so much good time. I mean, like, they made time for us. It wasn't like a chop shot where you felt like you were rushed in and rushed out. Right. They really took your time with you.
Oh, they did. They did such a good job.
Well, with Thor, it wasn't just us in there. It was a whole big group.
We were the first in line, though.
Yes, and he talked to us a lot.
He did.
And then he really liked that I had a husband named Thor.
Yeah, yeah. But
then he wasn't happy that I left him at home.
Remember, and he signed Megan's autograph book, and he's like, now, I don't want to see this on eBay or whatever.
Yes, it was so funny. He was pretty hot.
He was. He looked a lot like the Thor in the movies.
Yeah, he really was good. Did.
So he was, that was
He was
good.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. So, back to the whole companies not doing what they're supposed to say.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many people out there are Bath and Body Work fans.
What? Why?
Okay, I'm a huge Bath and Body Work fan.
Me too.
I don't do a whole lot of their like body wash and that kind of stuff.
Oh, I do.
I know you do. I just don't because it breaks out my skin. The fragrances do. But I like their lotions. I love their candles.
I'm looking at it right now.
I see it.
Twisted Peppermint.
Yes. That's one of your favorites, and plus the pumpkin one.
The
cinnamon.
Spiced cinnamon pumpkin.
Yeah, that's one of your favorites, too. Yeah. I know. And I love all those, too. And I'm a huge Bath & Body Works fan. Like, I used to have enough of their stuff that I could probably open my own mini store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't like their summer scents that much.
What are the summer scents?
I don't care about them. I don't even
I don't know.
I can't
I don't
even
care.
Tell you about them. And then when they discontinued my favorite scent, which is Paris.
Yeah.
I pretty much only shop with them in the winter because I love the pumpkin stuff. Uh-huh. I love all the winter ones. I basically like food smelling stuff. And then
I want to smell like food.
I do. That's what I want. I want to smell like yummy food. So I placed a big order. So they're 75% to 80% off.
What was your favorite scent?
Okay, my favorite scent that's retired is Paris.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, it was there for a long time.
I've never seen that one.
Well, I have a ton of it at home, so you can smell
it. Okay, Paris. Okay.
Paris is my favorite scent.
I'm going to eBay that shit.
Okay. Well, I have a lot.
Okay.
And then, but I like the gingerbread. I like the spiced gingerbread. I like the apple. I like the meat.
Oh, I love the apple.
All the apple. Sorry, guys. I love all the pumpkin. They have so many. They have waffle pumpkin. They have cupcake pumpkin. They have all these pumpkin. Apple pumpkin. I mean, and I love all the chocolate scents. They have hot chocolate scent this year.
Yeah. Yep.
Creamy nutmeg. Oh, yum.
Oh.
Love all this stuff. And so I always have the fragrance bulbs going in my house, the little wallflowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rock those in about 5 of my rooms all the time, especially the cat room. Well, the cat, their little cat bedroom has a couple of them in there.
Some fucking apple spice, yeah.
Yes, that's what I do.
I gotcha.
So, I wait for that damn sale every year for the 26th of December.
Yeah.
I woke up at around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, like I always do. And I was like, it's the 26th. I was on vacation.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the 26th. I'm going to shop at Bath & Body Works right now. Yeah. And I'm going to get in there because all those fragrances.
I'm going to get some half price Christmas shit.
75%
off. 75%
off
Christmas
Hell shit. Yeah. So okay. I bought enough wallflowers to get me through 9 months. Because I work it out because they last for about 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Each wallflower. And I had enough for 9 months until I got myself back to the fall. So I would have those good scents again.
All right. Yeah.
And then I bought I did almost all wallflowers. Oh, I bought us hand creams. I forgot yours at home.
Sorry. Oh, I want it.
I know. Vanilla bean, or do you want the one with the unicorn on it where it's berry something?
Unicorn.
You got the unicorn one. Okay. I'll do vanilla bean. So that's at home. So I got those, and I got all the wallflowers, and I bought myself... I want to smell like a spiced gingerbread. So I bought myself a spritzer.
Uh-huh.
And then the body cream.
Oh, I love the body cream. I know.
Because they were $3. Everything. And then the 2-pack of the wallflowers were only $2.75 a piece.
Holy shit.
Yes. And you were normally $7. So like I said, I bought a shit ton. $80 worth is what
I did.
But
that's a lot.
That's a lot of money when it's that sale. So that was a big order.
Yeah.
Put it in. They shipped it 2 days later on 28th. 2 weeks later, I'm like, why isn't it here? So I tracked it, and it made it to Wenatchee. And then it had this weird air thing saying that it broke, and they were shipping it back to the manufacturer.
What do you mean it broke?
So they broke the fragrance bulbs or something. Something broke. And so they shipped my whole pack. I don't even know. But it just said that's what it said at FedEx, and they were shipping it back to Bath & Body Works.
What?
Yeah. So then it went, so it came from Arizona up to me. Almost, it was out for delivery and something happened to my damn package during delivery.
Oh my God.
And then it from delivery, it went back down to Arizona and then somebody signed for it down in Arizona. So then I finally called them because I never heard from Bath & Body Works this whole time.
Yeah.
So then I called them. I was like, hey, this was literally last week, Thursday, when I finally called them. So this is in January. And I called them. I was like, hey, I'm curious what happened to my order and what's going on with this? I haven't heard from you guys. I don't know what's going on. And then they're like, they told me like, oh, well, it looks like something got broken. They shipped it back. It's back in our warehouse. And I was like, well, I paid for quicker shipping and now it's like 3 weeks now. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we're going to refund your shipping and we're going to send your stuff overnight. So you'll have it tomorrow. What the lady did not tell me on the phone is that over half my stuff is no longer available.
Well, what did they
Because it was sold out.
Well, it's in the box already.
Yeah, but they wouldn't send me what was in my damn box already.
What the fuck?
She didn't tell me this stuff. So then I got a new shipping confirmation. So I'm looking at the confirmation and it said, and it only is showing half my stuff. My $80 order is now down to $35.
Oh, shit.
So then I call them up. I get a guy called Garrett on the phone.
Look, Garrett. Yeah, this Garrett. Is the issue right now.
And I was talking to Garrett about this. And telling him how unhappy I was. And he's like, and he was just like too happy about this. Like, I felt like he was thrilled that my stuff was out of stock. He's like, well, there's just nothing we can do about it. Your stuff was broken. It got shipped back to our warehouse. And we just shipped out whatever we had in stock. And we just refunded you the rest.
I'd be like, you know what? Number one, it's not my fault that the shit got broken.
Okay, I said that.
Number two, look around at your fucking warehouse because I know you got more shit in there.
I said that as well. But then I also went one step past that.
Yeah.
You know what else I said? I was like,
what?
You know what you're going to get to do after this, Garrett? You're going to hang up with me and you're going to call it every fucking store that you have in the United States. And you're going to ask if they have my product. If they have my product, you're going to have them ship them to your warehouse and you're going to ship it to me. You know what he said? What? That he wasn't going to do that.
And you say, Garrett, now it's time for me to talk to your supervisor.
I said that. You know that's what I said. So I said that to him. You know what he said? He's like, I'm not going to transfer you to a supervisor. And I'm like, why aren't you transferring a supervisor? I'm done with you.
That's what you say, Garrett. Garrett, listen, Garrett.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda. You're going to do what I say.
I tried. Kobe, I've never had this happen to me in my life where I met my match.
Oh, no.
He never sent me. He didn't budge. He never budged. He gave me a $25 gift card that's open to anybody. But even though the gift card hasn't even come to my email yet. He told me to take 2 to 3 days. He did not give me any more discount off of my shit.
Garrett.
I was so pissed off of Garrett.
Garrett, no.
And I never swore at Garrett ever once. But I actually told him, I was like, Garrett, you are making me the most unhappy I've ever been in this whole new year. I am so unhappy with you right now. I'm so unhappy with your company. And I'm going to blow this crap up. I'm going to go to Twitter. I'm going to go to Instagram. I'm going to go to my podcast. I'm going to go to Facebook. I'm going to blow you guys up.
Did you say I have a podcast and we have like several listeners?
Well, I didn't go to that extreme with them, but I was just like, all I kept telling him was like, you're done. I'm done with you. I want someone better than you.
Dude. You're done.
And like, he said, you know what he said to me? Else. He said, there's nobody else higher than me on staff right now. I am so, it.
That's not true.
And I said that. I was like, there's always someone higher. There's always someone over you. And I want that person because you suck. And I want someone better than you.
Garrett, you just need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Garrett sucks. Garrett from Bath and Body Works customer service sucks ass. My stuff showed up.
Is there more wine?
Yeah, I drink this one.
Is that bottle empty?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Never mind. I'm just going to drink Heather's wine.
Yeah. Which is just fine. I didn't get vanilla bean. I didn't get my apple scent. I didn't get the cupcake pumpkin.
What the fuck?
I didn't get my spiced gingerbread.
What is happening in the world right now?
Or the fragrance, but you know what I told him? I was like, Garrett, he's like, well, I'll back up. He said, why don't you look at the website and just find a different scent? I was like, I hate your spring and summer Garrett, scents.
God damn it. That's not what I fucking
And that's
ordered.
What I told him that. I said, I wait all year long for the sale. I got up at freaking 2 o'clock in the morning to order the stuff so I would get the stuff before everybody else ordered it.
Yeah.
And you failed. So and I now to have say, to wait for a
you
whole
to say
year.
Is Garrett,
you suck.
This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get it for me or I will curse you.
I said that pretty much and he did not care. All he kept telling me is this is all I can do.
And oh, shit.
And then I even said this whole thing. I was like, so let me get this straight, Garrett. All the time when you're talking to customer service, use their name as many times as you can.
Let me get this straight.
Yes. So that's what I got. I was like, so I placed my order on time with all of the stuff that was in stock. You guys shipped it. If something failed, it went back. And you guys don't get punished. The shipping people don't get punished. But the person that purchased all this stuff and did everything correctly is the one that gets punished. Is this correct?
Can you confirm that for me? That's what's going on here?
And he wouldn't confirm that.
Oh, Garrett.
Ever once.
Oh, Garrett.
Oh, Garrett. I've never met you, but you're one of my least favorite people in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
Sorry, Garrett.
You know what? Karma's a bitch.
Well, I'm sure it happened. And I told him I am going to blast his name everywhere,
I'm gonna
too. I'm going
to use your name on every single fucking thing that I post.
Mm-hmm. Because he was not helpful. And then at the very end of the conversation, like, okay, ma'am, is there anything else going to help you with? I was like, apparently not.
You're like, you didn't fucking help me at all.
You haven't helped me since we started this conversation.
I hate it when they say that. They're like, can I help you? Thank you. Yes. And you're like, you haven't helped me at all.
And then you know what else? I emailed them after that. And I got an email back from him saying, oh, we're so sorry you're unhappy. Will you please call our customer line? And I actually wrote in the email to them, I called the customer line twice and it sucked both times and it was way worse after the experience. So I would like someone from here to call me directly that can help me. I don't want to get a random person on the phone. I want someone that can help me.
Yeah.
And I emailed her back and she's like, I'm so sorry. Okay, we can't call you, but we're going to give you a 25% discount and free shipping off your next order. And I was like, I already told you I'm never shopping with you again.
That's not helping me right now.
I want my shit. I already told Garrett. So what you're saying is I have to wait a whole year to get that fragrance again?
Oh my God.
Because it's, you know, it's gone.
Well, yeah. It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
And he's like, well, how about our spring scents? I'm like, I already told you I hate your spring and
Garrett,
summer scents.
What the fuck are you not understanding? You're not understanding what I'm saying right now.
I don't think a lot of people listen.
They don't. They have a script and they just read the script.
I think they're playing on their phone and then they just wait for the pause and they're like, and then they say their script. They don't listen to you.
Hey, do you know I ordered some stuff from a new website.
Is there gingerbread?
No.
Oh,
it's clothes.
Damn it.
It's clothing.
Okay, that's okay if it's not gingerbread.
Have you heard of ThredUp?
No.
No?
Is it better than Stitch Fix?
So ThredUp is a clothing service.
Mm-hmm.
You order clothes, they're used.
Ooh.
So it's like an online Goodwill store.
Yeah.
But they only take high-end, nice shit.
Now, are you picking out your own stuff or someone picking out?
Yes, no, you're picking out
your
own stuff.
Okay,
they actually do have a service they added where you can get a box like Stitch Fix that's like a surprise, so you don't know what's in it. But when I ordered, I actually picked out the shit that
I kind of like that.
So, number one, I haven't got everything yet. I've gotten two things so far. But I bought a Cut From The Cloth, which is the brand name.
A cup?
Jacket.
Oh,
it's called
jacket.
Cut From The Cloth. It's a faux suede jacket.
I like it's faux.
That originally was priced at $128 and I got it for $45.
Oh my God, Kobe.
It was brand new with the tags on it. I tried it on. It fits amazing.
That probably was from Joanne's closet.
And I got another shirt that was a Stitch Fix brand.
Mm.
But I got it for like $15 or something like that. It's so nice.
Are you kidding me?
So, and it looks brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell that it's been used.
They're probably pretty picky about what clothes they sell.
They are picky. The flip side of this is that you can take clothes that you don't want anymore and send it to them and they'll give you money for them.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have any clothes that you don't want?
I do. And I just shipped them all off to ThredUp.
Which clothes don't you want anymore?
I shipped off a ton of shit. You know what I shipped off to them?
What?
My dance fucking shoes.
Like your tap shoes?
Not my tap shoes, but my hip-hop shoes. So I had two pairs
mm-hmm.
of pure white tennis shoes. One
which
were,
you only use for competitions.
One were Skechers and one were Nikes. Pure white. We only use for competitions. I never wore them outside of the studio. So they're very nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dirt on them. There's no nothing on them because I only wore them in the studio.
Yes.
So I shipped those off with a bunch of other stuff that I never wore. And so now I'm waiting, though. I don't know what they're going to give me for it yet. But
now, if they say, okay, we're going to give you 40 cents, can you say no, ship my shit back?
You can.
Okay, that's
you can. Cool. You can either say, if you don't want to accept my stuff, you can send it back to me, or you can responsibly donate it.
Oh.
So I picked responsibly donate because I didn't want them to send the shit back.
No.
So now I'm
You're
waiting.
You're just going to take whatever they give
I've
you.
I've sent them two boxes of shit now because normally I would take it to the Goodwill.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, if they're going to give me money for it,
yeah.
I'll just ship it. Or you can get credit in the store and then you can buy your own shit.
Oh, is that what you did?
So that's what I might do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll show you the stuff that I got already. I'm still
want
waiting.
To see
I
it.
Ordered a pair of pants. I'm supposed to get
them
tomorrow.
Don't you have a Stitch Fix coming?
No, I just got it in December.
Oh, I have one coming in February.
You do? Well, that's because you upped it, remember?
I did 2 months in a row.
You did 2 months in a row.
I needed to.
So
it
I
was
don't,
really bad.
I do not, you know what the other one you should try? It's what? Called Ever Eve. Ever? No, sorry. That's the store. The subscription service is called Trendsend.
Trendsend?
So it's just like Stitch Fix, except they send you like two or three whole outfits.
I like the outfit idea.
And the ones I got were amazing.
Because like with Stitch Fix, they send you one piece of the outfit and they send you a card saying, okay, you should buy this stuff. And then you have to go out and try to find
it. Well, or you're supposed to wear it with previous fixes.
But they never send me anything that goes with previous fixes.
They do for me.
Not.
You don't have the right stylist.
I tried to get your stylist, and they won't give her to me.
Why?
Because I think she's too busy.
She's amazing.
That's why I don't get her.
I love her.
Because they gave me the same one from the time I hated.
No.
But she did okay the last time.
Okay.
Because I bitched hard.
The last fix I got was so awesome. I loved everything in it. I'm like, I can't even say anything bad. I loved it all.
Well, you never can say anything bad really anyway.
Oh, I try not to.
No, because your stuff's awesome.
I know. I've had the same stylist the last 4 fixes, and she's amazing. I love her.
I know you do. I'm going to try to get her. Maybe in February I'll get her.
Okay.
But she's busy. I think she's exclusive. I think she has a waiting list.
Maybe. My next one's not until like March or something like that.
That makes sense. If it was December, it'd be March.
We're at 40 minutes.
Oh, I guess we're done. See, it just goes so fast, you guys.
It does. Holy shit.
Well... But our next podcast will be normal, and then the one after that, we're going to be doing some cool ones from the Lodge.
We are. We're going to do some awesome ones from the Lodge, maybe a live Facebook from Social Hour at the
I think that would be amazing. Lodge. Maybe we always meet new friends.
We do. We always meet new friends.
And we'll meet new friends. I wish we could bring our wine shirts from Christmas, but we just can't. I'm dreaming of a wine Christmas. I mean, we could be dreaming of wine Christmas in January.
I know. Maybe we'll find one more
top before. We have so many tops. Like, we're going to bring so many matching stuff we're not going to wear. Unless we do lots of wardrobe changes during the day, which I'm okay with. You already know that I'm okay with that.
I know. We'll do whatever.
Well, because we have to walk. We have to do our challenge. We're doing good on our challenge, guys.
Our challenge is going so good right now.
I mean, we're way over 5 miles a day.
Heather walks fucking so much. And
so is Kobe. Kobe's doing so good for us.
The other night, she had like 20,000 steps. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, nothing. Just like my normal day. I'm like, God, I fucking hate you. I don't know how you do that. Like, your Fitbit is broken. There's no way.
But I've had 3 since you called the first one broken. They can't all 3 be broken.
And I like struggling so hard to get 10,000. She's like, yeah, I got 20,000 steps. And she doesn't fucking do anything. And it's just like, I don't understand how you get, I don't know.
Well,
I
think it's because I'm adult ADD and I can't sit.
She doesn't. She never sits still. No. She's constantly moving. And of course, I'm like, if I can lay down and be a slug, I will do it.
Because she's so chill. I think I would be a lot happier in life if I could channel some of that.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm not chill.
I wish we could just even it out a little bit.
Just a little. I don't want to totally trade it, but, like, even it.
Even it out a little bit.
All right. Well, you guys, we love you all.
We love you guys.
Message us.
Message us.
And we'll send you a present from Kobe.
We will.
And I'll supervise it.
So you can now send us a message from our website.
Because we'll actually get it.
That contact form is working. Yeah. I have received messages from Robin.
Yay, Robin. We love you.
We love you, Robin. We've received message from my brother, and we received message from my sister-in-law, Sheila.
Oh, awesome. We love you, Sheila and Jeff.
And Jeff, just my brother, by the way, I just have to say boobs. Because
we haven't made a boob reference.
We didn't say anything about Kobe, boobs on this episode.
Kobe, I think your boobs are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
they're
you
really
so
nice.
Much.
Yeah.
Yours are too.
They've grown.
Have they?
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh. I think it's because of the extra poundage over the...
maybe.
Yeah, over the holidays.
Yeah.
So they'll probably go back down.
Jeff, there's a boob reference for you.
Yeah, one boob reference.
You can also email us to jethersrandomstuff@jahoo.com. Mm-hmm. You can text us on Facebook or Instagram.
We would love it.
We would love
it. And I really try to check those.
I do check them.
She checks them all the time. I try really hard. Facebook, I'm good. Instagram, I'm really trying.
And if you have an Apple account, please, or an iTunes account, please go like us on iTunes.
We would love that.
Because that would be amazing. I think that's it.
I think it is for now.
Okay.
We love you.
We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, we can't wait.
I'm going to finish this wine off.
Yeah, you better, because I have to drive home.
Wine and Triscuits. Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to have to eat some more Triscuits.
It's a dinner of champions.
I love it. All right, guys.
Okay, peace out. Love you. Bye.